The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Back. It's Thursday, which means the week is almost over already. We're going to go over to the UK this first hour to talk to Father Paul Kramer again. Father Kramer is, we're doing our best and he's doing his best. It's in the middle of the night there to get up and be on once a month because he has so much to say. He is a living library of history of the Vatican and understands probably more than anyone else now that we could have access to what's really going on there. It's not a pretty sight, just to keep it summed up simply. I guess we call him, is it Father Bergoglio, whatever, the guy from Argentina who's the Pope now, is a fraud. The real Pope has been locked up. It's Benedict XVI. He's been locked up for 8 years. They're waiting for him to die, obviously. And we will see what happens. But it's not what it seems to be at all. And I don't know where the future of the Catholic Church lies. I do know it's lying right now. They're lying to the public. They're lying to their own people. And not very religious. Father Kramer, are you all right? Can you hear me? Are you up and at 'em?
Yes, loud and clear. I can hear you very well.
Thank you so much for getting up again. I appreciate it.
I'm not actually in the UK. I'm one island to the west, in the Republic of Ireland.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. My mistake. So he is in the Republic of Ireland. This is a time that, what is the expression? These are times that try men's souls. And women's too. These are bad times. Tell me how you see it now. There is talk about nuclear weapons. There is certainly talk about the Americans having been directly involved with the sinking of the Moskva in the Black Sea. They had an advanced operating Poseidon aircraft in the vicinity right up until minutes before the craft was hit. It's obvious they sent the Ukrainians coordinates so they could better target the ship with their two missiles. I'm not convinced they weren't American missiles. We don't know. The point is, America is now directly attacking Russian servicemen, servicewomen, naval officers, you name it. This is now formally a war between the U.S., NATO, and Russia. Where do you see it going, Father Kramer? How bad is it in your view?
it is, we're on the verge of the Third World War at the present time. As I quoted in the last program, I think I mentioned Pope Pius XII, 1939.
Yeah.
He said, nothing is lost by peace. Everything can be lost by war. And the United States government seems to be completely oblivious of the truth of that saying, that we would lose nothing by taking the proper action to arrange for peace with Russia, instead of being aggressive and provocative and first victim of the consequences will be Europe, unfortunately.
Absolutely correct, furthermore, the agenda is not peace between the U.S. and its NATO flunkies. The agenda is war with Russia, to try to bring Russia down to its knees, break its back, which is not going to happen at all. And we're playing with fire here. We're playing with nuclear fire. And I right now, Putin has drawn the red line, several of them. We've crossed them every time. Over here in the U.S., just for your edification, the O'Biden, and I call it O'Biden for Obama Biden, because Obama is actually running this so-called administration. He lives about a mile away in a mansion. It's all being controlled by O'Biden, the two of them, and the controllers who, are, of course, remain anonymous. They're hidden. They're running the show. And they are looting the United States military's arsenal, sending plane load after plane load of heavy equipment, howitzers, cannon, all manner of firearms, ammunition to Ukraine. We have sent one-third of America's entire inventory of Javelin anti-tank rockets already to Ukraine. Now, there's an agenda here, and it's called loot the U.S., further weaken the military here. And there's also been a call for 50% female soldiers in the military here in the next several years. Females. They're not men. Men fight. Most females physically can't compete. All right. That's the story in a nutshell, is in terms of the supplies being sent there. Spain just flew another plane load in today. Germany has. They're sending a lot of material into Ukraine, and they're killing Russians. That's what they're doing. They're also killing Ukrainians. I have a video going up in news shortly, which is an interview with a bunch of Ukrainians trapped in a bomb shelter. And they've been down there. This is in Mariupol. Been down there for, I guess, weeks, and they say all the firing on us has been done by Ukrainian military and the Azov battalion. So there you go. It's nothing is as it seems. It's crazy.
Yes, that's correct. And the answer to the question, where is it leading to? That has all been foretold in prophecy. We are literally watching the fulfillment of prophecy unfold before our eyes at the present time. And Pope Benedict XVI, when he was a cardinal, he spoke of the secret of Fatima. And he said it corresponds to what's revealed in Scripture. And what it says has been said many times in other Marian apparitions. So we have much of the content right there. They speak of a third world war, these other apparitions he referred to. They speak of a war between the United States and Russia. And we can foresee also from the secret of Fatima that Russia will be victorious in the war with the United States. The United States has embarked on a suicidal agenda by trying to provoke war with Russia. This is going to come to a very bad end.
Agreed.
And here in Europe, the blind leaders of the blind followers of the blind leaders both fall together in the pit. Ireland and Switzerland are violating their neutrality. by taking sides in the war in Ukraine, and both will pay dearly. I think Switzerland will especially pay dearly for violating its neutrality. Their safety and our safety here in Ireland was to be found there in that policy of neutrality, and we've thrown it away. Now this is all being done in order to use the expression of George Herbert Walker Bush. George Bush had said that we were trying to set up in the world a new world order.
Yes.
Now that is the very heart of the third secret of Fatima. Not only is it in other Marian apparitions, but I can speak of in 1920 Pope Benedict the 15th. It was in 1920. I forgot the name of the document. I quoted it in the first volume of my two-volume work.
Right.
Where he said that the worst of men are trying to set up in the world a world republic. And Pope Pius X before him, so the canonized saint of the Catholic Church, was Pope St. Pius X. When he was early in his pontificate, he wrote an apostolic letter called Notre Charge Apostolique. And in it, he warned against the setting up of a one-world religion, a one-world church, and in the context of a global regime, a one-world government, that would establish tyranny and oppression over the working classes. So as much as they speak about basic universal income and you own nothing but you'll be happy, no, this is obvious propaganda. It's worthless propaganda. To be despoiled of all your property, to own absolutely nothing, to be destitute and be totally dependent on the dictators of the world is not going to be a happy situation for anyone. In fact, they want to eliminate 90% of the world's population. In the World Economic Forum, they speak of excess humans. That means most of us. Most of us.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, the secret of Fatima warns about all of these things. But the leaders of this counterfeit church in Rome, which is the Bergoglian, the new Bergoglian Synodal Church, with this synod that opened up late last year and is scheduled to go on until sometime next year, the purpose of this synod on synodality, as they call it, is to bring about a reform of the church that will be not truly a reform of the church, but it will be a defection from the church, because it will be a reconstitution of the church according to a man-made constitution and not that of Jesus Christ. So it will be a defection from the church, and it will be a separation. The Catholic Church, as we've known it for the last 2,000 years, is going to appear to have disappeared from the face of the earth, to use the words of Cardinal Manning in the 19th century.
Right.
And on the physical infrastructure of the Catholic Church, a counterfeit church is being built to replace it. And the man who is spearheading this revolt against Catholicism is none other than Jorge Bergoglio, who people mistakenly call Pope Francis.
What was his title, Father Kramer, and what was his highest ranking formal title before he ascended to the papacy? What was he? A bishop?
He was a cardinal and archbishop of Buenos Aires.
Okay.
When he was elected in an invalid conclave with Pope Benedict still technically reigning as the pope. And the reason why I point this out, I wrote an entire volume on this. The second volume of my set of two volumes. Which explains that for a pope to resign his office, it's all or nothing. It's not something that can be done in degrees. The Petrine Munus, as it's called in Latin, the Munus Petrinum, is that stable office of the successor of St. Peter. And one either has the entire Munus or none of it. There's no in between. There's no part of it. It cannot be expanded. It cannot be divided, because it is something that is proper to the Pope, as successor of St. Peter. So the man who has the Munus of St. Peter is the man who has the power of governance, to teach, to rule, to legislate. And that cannot be separated from the Munus. That part of the Munus cannot be separated, so that you can have a retired Pope who is a Pope Emeritus, and you can have an active Pope who is functioning as the as a Pope, as the head of the Church. That's not possible. So what Pope Benedict did was he renounced his ministry, and he said by this renunciation he would forfeit the power of governance. Now, that cannot be, because unless the Pope would totally, not in a qualified manner, but totally renounce his munus, which means he relinquishes the Petrine Munus entirely, then and only then he would cease to be Pope. But I Pope see. Benedict did not do that. He did not right. do that.
What, right.
He explained that he would no longer have the power of governance, but the reason why is because he renounced his ministry. But he carefully distinguished between the ministry and the munus, and he obviously, in his very explicitly, renounced the active exercise of the ministry, but not the munus.
Okay.
And he did not cite the canon in the Code of Canon Law, which explains that for a valid renunciation of office, the Pope must renounce his munus and express it properly. He did not fulfill that canon, which, of course, is procedural law. And being procedural law, it's a fatal defect in the act of renunciation, which means it has no juridical effect.
Okay.
So Benedict is still the Pope. Francis is a usurper.
That's it. Father Kramer, a question. Has Benedict written about his predicament to the world, or has he been threatened into utter submission where he just doesn't talk about it? Do we have any... In other words, has anyone smuggled out a note?
Well, I wouldn't say smuggled out a note, but I can say this. I do know of a priest who personally knows Pope Benedict.
Right.
He's met with Pope Benedict a number of times. And he told me that there have been threats made against Pope Benedict. This is when he was still actively acting as Pope, serving in his ministry as Pope. And there were little scraps of paper that were on the floor in the Apostolic Palace. Now, that place is kept so clean that you're not going to have, by chance, a scrap of paper on the floor. I've been up there. I've been right up to the Pope's door during the reign of Paul VI. During the swearing in of the six Swiss guards, I was actually taken up to the top floor, to the papal floor, and up to the papal apartment. I saw that wooden door that has no doorknob. Now, that's an immaculately clean area. There are scraps of paper lying. That there'd be scraps of paper lying around on that floor is just unthinkable. But on these little scraps of paper, there were written some threats.
Interesting. Okay. All right. This helps a little bit. I guess he's wearing his his torture very well then. He's being tortured. That's a torture.
The whole truth will come out eventually. Right now, the Bergoglian Vatican, trying to set up a synodal church, which will be in uniting this counterfeit Catholic Church with all the other religions of the world, exactly what Pope Pius X warned about, that they would attempt to do and set up a one world religion, and this would be of the Antichrist. There's no doubt about that the spirit of Antichrist is what is animates Jorge Bergoglio, who calls himself Francis. And their agenda is very clear. What exposes their plans and the wickedness, the evil, and how this is contrary to everything in sacred scripture, everything in divine revelation. The third secret of Fatima lays bare their entire agenda and condemns it for the New World Order and for the counterfeit church, for the abolition of the Catholic Mass. All of these things are to be found in that third secret of Fatima. But the agenda of Jorge Bergoglio is to totally discredit Fatima.
Really?
Vatican,
yes, really?
They
now
want
this...
to totally discredit Fatima.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
They
better hurry if they're going to, because the destiny is about to be fulfilled.
Well, one way they're doing it is with this phony act of consecration of Russia and Ukraine, as if this were somehow fulfilling the request of Our Lady of Fatima when she said that God is asking for the Pope with the bishops of the world to consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart, that this would bring about the conversion of Russia, bring peace to the world, and it would bring about the salvation. It would save Russia. Whatever Russia will be in some tremendously grave danger. So Russia will be in terrible danger. The very existence of Russia as a nation will be threatened, like it hasn't been threatened since the 14th century. She said that God promises to save Russia by means of this consecration. Now, the consecration that Bergoglio did is not going to save anybody. It's a counterfeit act of a counterfeit pope.
Father Kramer, please, for our listeners who may not know, would you define the act of consecration, just to make sure everybody is on the same page?
Okay, consecration is a solemn act that sets a person apart. Its person, place, or thing is set apart for a divine purpose. An altar in a church is consecrated for the divine service, for the Holy Mass. A bishop is consecrated because he's set apart, given the sanctification of the fullness of the sacrament of orders to function as the successor of the apostles. So he's set apart for a sacred purpose. So God asks at Fatima, through Our Lady of Fatima, for the consecration of Russia, for Russia to be set apart and sanctified for this holy purpose that in divine providence God wants to use Russia as an instrument to accomplish his will in this world. And that is the exalted vocation that God has given by divine election to Russia.
Okay.
And this is in the third secret of Fatima, and it will be brought about by the consecration of Russia. Now, the promise is that peace will be restored in the world by this act of consecration. But what Bergoglio did is not on the 25th of March doesn't show any signs of bringing any peace between Russia and Ukraine. The things it's just getting we're just getting deeper and deeper into this, we're being drawn into this vortex deeper and deeper. This consecration is going to accomplish nothing because it's a phony consecration by a phony pope. But in the minds of so many people, this will make it appear that the consecration of Russia was done. It didn't do any good. It didn't bring about peace. Things are only getting worse. But people are going to say, well, I guess Fatima is fake. That's going to be the conclusion of
that's
many
it.
People.
Just a mistake. Uh-huh. Okay.
But that
doesn't
is
work.
What... That is what Francis Bergoglio wants. Jorge Bergoglio wants that to happen because the message of Fatima is diametrically opposed to his agenda for a synodal, a religion of a syncretic union of Christianity and non-Christian
uh-huh.
religion.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Fatima is entirely opposed to that. Fatima holds to the purity of the gospel of Jesus Christ as being something separate from all those other religions. And that is absolutely opposed to Bergoglio's agenda. Now, they want to destroy Fatima, and I know this for a fact, because I remember 2013, it was in October of 2013, I was in Rome at the time. I was staying in an apartment, literally a stone's throw from the Vatican wall. That was right at that time that Vladimir Putin had come from Russia to visit Francis in the Vatican. So I had I had a clear view of St. Peter's Basilica and the Vatican Palace from from the apartment where I was living, and I found out later, at that time, 2 years later, I was staying at the same apartment, and I was visited by a three-star general. Now, I when it comes to cardinals of the Roman Church who speak with me, and when it comes to military intelligence officers of from Eastern Europe with Kremlin connections, very hesitant to mention names, for and I think that the reason should be obvious. But I
of
will
course.
Say this:
yeah,
this was a three-star general military intelligence. He is a veteran. He was a veteran of many wars. He was in the combat zone of many wars during the Soviet period, and. What he told me was that during the time of Putin's visit to Rome, and he went into St. Anne's Church, which is inside the Vatican gate. It's inside Vatican City, and he was kneeling and praying before a statue of Our Lady of Fatima, and He just happened to meet there in that church none other than I don't know if I can mention the name, but one of the cardinals.
Okay.
And that cardinal engaged him in a discussion, and the man said, I don't know if he recognized me or if it was just by chance he just saw me there praying before the statue. But in the course of their conversation, the cardinal whose name is known to me, and the three-star general whose name is known to me—I know I met the man personally. The general said that the words of the cardinal were, "We will crush Fatima."
That's kind of a shocker, frankly. That's massive decision. And an enormous change in direction.
I'm not an eyewitness, but I will say, he named that cardinal. And
got it.
For what it's worth, I will say he told me that the cardinal who said this was Cardinal Ravazzi.
I don't know the name. I'm not familiar enough with them, but...
Again, for whatever it's worth, I make no guarantee that it's actually took place.
Okay.
But
how many, Father, how many cardinals are there in the Vatican?
In the actually, in the Vatican, I think there are more than 120 in the world, but those many of
yes.
them are diocesan bishops. The number
yeah.
in the Vatican, I don't think there are more than...
A dozen?
Oh, there'd be more than a dozen. At least 25 or 30. I couldn't give you a
okay.
number. I was visiting bishops and cardinals in the Vatican back in 2007, 2008, and 2009. I had a more accurate idea then than I do now as to how many there are there, because I kept a list and took notes on all of my meetings with a good number of cardinals and archbishops in the Vatican. So there's at least 25 or 30 or so in that
okay.
I can that I think is an accurate figure.
Well, the reason I ask is that the intrigue and the betrayal and that, well, you could call it treason in a way, that's going on there must, I don't know if there's a fracture among those cardinals, or if they're all of like mind. This is really deep, and this is a major motion picture kind of a thing. Are these?
They are
is
not
there?
All of
go mind. Ahead. Go ahead.
They are not all of like mind. There have been some statements made by Cardinal Renato Martino that clearly indicate that he is. Of the old religion and not going along with this Masonic reform of Jorge Bergoglio. There's another cardinal I know who's already past the age of 80 now, but he was a cardinal prefect when I met with him in Rome. He's still in Rome. I'm not going to mention his name because he didn't say anything in public, but this cardinal is the one who encouraged me to write the books that I've written. There are some cardinals who are still faithful to the spirit of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they're becoming outnumbered by the ones that are being made by created cardinal by Bergoglio.
Go ahead.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yeah, it became
yeah.
very faint for a while.
Okay. Well, I guess the question is, are they going to succeed? Has the church, has the papacy, well, we know this has been overthrown, but has the Catholic Church been taken down by the international Freemason cabal that is clearly calling the shots, at least in terms of Bergoglio? This is really a rather an historically shocking development, is it not?
Yes, and this is the third secret of Fatima. They will succeed, and to the point that it will appear, and I emphasize the word appear, it will appear as if the Catholic Church, as it existed before, no longer exists. Of course, the Catholic Church will exist. It will be underground. It will undergo a period of a couple of years of intense persecution, but this period of oppression will end, and it will end suddenly. God can change things in the blink of an eye, and he will. And this is the third secret of Fatima. It is when evil will appear to be triumphant in the world, then God will intervene through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary and through the consecration of Russia And that is how the triumph of God's kingdom on earth will be brought about, through the triumph over all these forces of evil that are foretold in the third secret of Fatima. And it's precisely because Bergoglio is on the side of evil, these followers of Satan, these Freemasons, these Luciferians, it is precisely because he is one of them that they want to crush Fatima. They want to destroy and discredit Fatima, because Fatima reveals their ultimate undoing.
Oh, it does. They can't. I understand why they can't have it around. But this is Fatima is a modern pillar upon which the entire church is predicated. Now, the truth of Fatima would be the end of these people. And they're fighting against an enormous legend. It's not a legend in the sense that it's fictional, but it really happened. Anyway, the whole thing is, what a power play. What a power play. I'm just wondering if there's any fight back in the Vatican itself, or is this going to have to come from outside? Now, you did say, and I heard you loud and clear, that the church, the real church, will have to go underground. I got that. But will there be a visible struggle at some point that the public will be aware of?
I believe there will be. There are enough bishops and cardinals even who are opposed to this spirit of evil that has taken possession of this Saint Gallen mafia group and all of their hangers-on. There are enough who are opposed to that. So there will be seen a division. There will be a visible division that people will witness a struggle between them. The late Monsignor Mario Marini was the secretary of the Sacred Congregation for Divine Worship. So he had a high position in the Vatican. I knew him for 35 years. Right. In 1996, he told me, our hands are tied. We can do nothing because it is Freemasons who hold the key positions. And then some months before he died, in October of 2008, he died in May of 2009. He was the secretary of the Congregation for Divine Worship at the time. And he said it even more bluntly. He said, we are under Masonic occupation, meaning we in the Vatican.
Understood. Well, he couldn't say it any more clearly or correctly. I mean, I praise him for standing up and telling it straight. He did.
His story is, I don't remember what was the publication. It's on the internet, so... if with the right search terms, it can be found. Mario Marini, M-A-R-I-N-I. There was an interview.
N-A-R-N-A-R-I-N-I. Narini. Okay.
Marini. M-A-R.
Got it. Okay.
Yes. Mario Marini. There was a priest by the name of Father Charles Murr who was interviewed. And he gave some of the story of Monsignor Marini in that interview. So if you put in the search terms Father Charles Murr, M-U-R-R, and Monsignor Mario Marini, M-A-R-I-N-I, you'll probably be able to find that that interview, that published interview, where Father Murr relates some details about the ecclesiastical career of Monsignor Mario Marini, a remarkable man who acted with great power at times behind the scenes. He wasn't looking for any earthly glory, but he accomplished great things at times to the extent that the entire hierarchy of a country was prevented from being taken over by pro-communist bishops by his intervention.
Huh. Okay. All right. Go ahead. We're following right along here. This is fascinating. And this information won't be heard anywhere else, friends. This is for all of you Catholics and non-Catholics. This is big stuff. The Catholic Church is, in many ways, one of the primary enforcement tentacles of the beast that runs the planet. The power beast. The cabal. Whatever you want to call them. The Church is key to this whole thing. And look how it's being taken over. Trying to destroy, discredit, and bury the Fatima prophecy, especially the third one, to discredit the whole thing, is an enormous thing. It's like trying to discredit the U.S. Constitution, declare it null and void. That's what they're after. Go ahead, please.
So that's a good parallel. The United States was for so long a force for good in the world. But as the deep state became more entrenched and taking over the higher positions, it became an instrument. The United States federal government became an instrument of that Masonic cabal. And the foreign policy of the United States has been directed toward establishing in the world what George Bush called the New World Order. In the Church, since Vatican II, they have been infiltrating, setting, like the deep state in the United States, there is a deep church in the Vatican, centered in the Vatican.
All right. Got it. Very interesting.
That was warned about. That is what the third secret of Fatima warns the world about. That deep church that would begin through the reforms of the Second Vatican Council. The secret refers to that as an evil council. And it would be ordered toward bringing about the suppression of the mass and setting up a false religion in the place of the true Christianity that we had in the Catholic Church for 2,000 years. And the transition, what brings about the transition from the authentic Christianity of the Catholic faith to the false religion of the Antichrist, of Freemasonry, the Luciferian religion that is disguised as a counterfeit Christianity, the transition from one to the other is through the reforms of the Second Vatican Council. And so it's by changing the Mass and by Masonizing religion by means of implementation of the Second Vatican Council that they intend to achieve that goal. And it's the third secret of Fatima that condemns that whole agenda.
Got it. Wow. So will there be a rollout of the actual third prophecy in an effort to somehow twist it around and discredit it? They're going to have to discredit this in the eyes of the world, or much of the world, somehow, if they're going to try to do what you suggest.
Well, they keep it hidden. They refuse to reveal it. And they want to discredit Fatima in general and make it appear to be something entirely bogus, not worthy of belief.
Yeah, and that was the gist of my question. I wonder how. I guess the question isn't how far will they go. I guess the question is, when do you think this will happen? They'll go as far as they think they need to. This is really ugly stuff.
Yes, well, we're talking about this year and next year. During the time of this synod, this is the critical time. So this is the time when we can expect for them to. It's already happening. the late Malachy Martin, who wrote yeah. so well about what's happening in the church, he made that distinction between ecclesiastical Freemasonry and secular Freemasonry. The difference is that they belong to the same lodges, but the ones who have infiltrated the hierarchy of the church are the ones that are called ecclesiastical Freemasonry. But that's how Freemasonry works. Inside the church, you may have a man of higher rank who is subservient to a Mason of higher rank. And again, it was Monsignor Mario Marini who told me about this one time when he said that Cardinal Casseroli, he said this was when Casseroli was alive, said Cardinal Casseroli is a Mason. He said, but the man that he has to take his orders from, who is of higher rank in Freemasonry, is Cardinal Silvestrini. So Silvestrini was in the Vatican of lower rank, but in Freemasonry he was of higher rank. And so Cardinal Silvestrini was of higher rank in Freemasonry than Cardinal Casseroli.
Okay.
And Bergoglio, the man they call Francis, he takes his orders. He's under obedience to his venerable master of the lodge in Buenos Aires. So he's not as it were, the monarch who rules the church. He takes orders from the Masonic lodge in Argentina. And interestingly, it was from one of the cardinals that I received this information about where he gets his Masonic orders from the lodge in Buenos Aires.
Okay, really? And so he's still tied to the folks at home. That's interesting.
That's the chain of command. The chain of command is from Argentina.
I never would have guessed that. I would guess that it would be a direct contact somehow. Somebody who was familiar with, someone who was in the Vatican, who was calling the shots from inside, surreptitiously.
I suppose there are some in the Vatican who deal with him directly. But this was on a very important matter where he wanted to do something differently. And he got the phone call from Argentina and was instructed.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now, what is the future of Pope Benedict XVI? To die and to be interred in the Vatican, and that's the end of him. He's toast. Done.
That is what Bergoglio would like, but again, things don't always work out neatly according to the plan. They're hoping that he will just die quietly, and then they can just carry on their work of destruction without having to worry about any reaction from Pope Benedict, because all Pope Benedict has to do is send out a tweet to the world, and you will have a direct confrontation between Pope
war.
And Pope.
A war.
That's right.
A church war. I don't know. It seems to me that... what is that old expression? Go quietly into that good night. I don't think that having been locked up for 8 years, I would want to go quietly. I would try to wrest control back, or at least make the church alert to the treachery that has been done to not only the Vatican, but to all the faithful around the world. This is a massive church crime when you think about it.
Well, the first one he won't be able to do, but the second one, to alert people as to the evil that's going on, that he will do. That he will do, and that is by divine providence. That will be brought about, and a large part of that will be through revealing the third secret of Fatima and we can expect that to be a catalyst in bringing about making a transition to the next pontificate. May be far more difficult for Bergoglio to quietly depart this world and have an orderly transition to another to another even worse than himself. He may find that there is a God has thrown a spanner into the works through the quiet intervention of Pope Benedict that will reveal the wickedness of their plans.
Is there any chance that someone with full knowledge, not unlike yourself, of the third prophecy will step forward in a more official capacity than you are demonstrating right now? Something, in other words, will we see a formal declaration of war by the actual release? Now, if we had Malachi Martin here, he could do it, but you see what I'm saying. Is that going to happen?
I think we're going to have something even better than Malachi Martin revealing what he, the text that he read. I think what we're going to be seeing the actual text is going to be revealed. There are too many people in the Vatican who are in possession of it.
Wow. Got it. This is a remarkable. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
There are not hundreds, but there is a good number of people who have the secret.
Okay, my friend. Thank you. You've really shared some extraordinary thing. Talk about a power political move, something like revealing the actual text. Okay. Father Kramers, thank you very much for being here and sharing this. This is unprecedented information, and hopefully we'll be able to talk with you again next month. We'll see.
God willing, of course.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Bye now.
You're welcome. Father Paul Kramer, and we will hope to have him back on next month. This is going to be a tremendous explosion. Wow. Hang on. Be right back.